When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, good morning, Desiree.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this, by the way.
Well, thanks for having me. I love your show.
So, oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really actually immediately thought of you right after I did this ridiculous thin, because I knew that you would, I knew that you'd appreciate it.
Make me happy.
And yeah, I'm just hoping that others, maybe some others can like help make me feel better by sharing their dumb injury stories, because mine is so dumb. So,
I love where this is going.
So it started with my wanting to eat a hard-boiled egg, warm. So I put it in the microwave. I know. You could just stop it right there. But I put it in the microwave. You already know where this is going. Right into it, and like this scalding hot egg juice like burns my lip. I'm like,
shocking.
Immediately. Yeah, like shocking.
Ouch.
My lip, and I have like, and it was just like so sudden, and like almost immediately I have this like visible like burn sore on the bottom of my lip.
Horrible.
Oh my God, it looks so bad. And I feel like such an idiot. Like, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing, and it looks so bad. But now I guess this reminder on my face now for like however many days it takes to clear this up. I'm like, oh yeah, don't ever do that again. Ridiculous. So okay, so I'll just turn now. That's mine. Please help me feel less like an idiot.
I think it's fun. Like, you know, of course you're reminded of it every single time you look in the mirror, but then every single time someone's like, ooh, you know, what happened? I see that little thing on your lip,
and
or
then
whatever.
You have to explain it.
Yeah, hot egg juice. Yeah, it's really, I need to come up with a better story. It's just like, it's too lame.
Hot so, egg juice yeah. just sounds juice. Interesting. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate you for, one, thinking of us, and two, having the
guts to say this on the radio.
Yeah.
Instead of just like keeping it to yourself privately.
I probably should have kept it inside, but
you're not the only one on planet Earth, I think, that's ever done this. I have to think there are other people that have done that, or other like equal level of things.
Yeah, misery loves company.
We just started a support group. Yeah.
Well, hey, put some Neosporin on it and heal
Definitely.
Up. And thank you. Thank you for chatting with us.
Sit back, relax.
Thank
Others
you.
Are going to come to your rescue and let you feel like you are not the only one on planet Earth that did that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I'm going to go tend to my wound. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh,
she
my gosh.
Fun.
She does. And listen, we put this up on Facebook last night.
Uh-huh.
Many people are rolling in with their own stories, like Jamie. My foot slapped the top edge of the laundry basket when I was taking off leggings, lost my balance, broke my foot.
Oh, gosh.
Holy cow.
Amy said, I broke my ankle, tore ligaments and
Ooh.
Tendons.
Oh, no.
Really bad. Doctor said if I played sports, I would be in surgery right then and there, spend 3 months in a boot and crutches. Lots of physical therapy. What did I do? I was making my bed. I lifted the mattress, stepped on box spring to take the dust ruffle off. Boom, rolled it, fell. Mattress fell on top of me.
Oh,
I'm
no.
screaming, crying in pain for help. No one came to help.
Finally, oh, gosh.
Finally, Harmy crawled out to the hallway where Ooh. My daughter finally comes out of her room and sees me. She thought I was screaming help as a joke to wake her up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
gosh, no.
Amy.
Dang.
That's,
oh, wow.
That's wild.
There's so many broken ankles. Sherry, I went outside to water my hanging baskets last Wednesday, slipped on a doormat, fell, broke both of my ankles, having
my
surgery
gosh.
This Wednesday. Who does that?
Yeah, who does that? All right. I want to hear more of these at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. Your stupid injury stories. Wait till you hear Heather's. It involves causing panic at the beach.
Uh-oh.
So we talked to a listener who, long story short, wanted to microwave a hard-boiled egg. and burnt her lip. She's got a visible burn sore on her bottom lip. It looks horrible. She's like, misery loves company. I want to hear some more of these stories just so I don't feel so alone.
Bless her heart. And there are many people rolling in with support. For example, Penny drank a bottle of Jose, passed out on my face, literally. Woke up still intoxicated, noticed all the blood, and my nose was ginormous. I called 911, told them someone had killed my nose, EMS, police, fire, all showed up, taken to the hospital with a broken nose.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Amy, who said, I flipped my head upside down after getting out of the shower to put a towel on my head, pulled a muscle in my lower back, couldn't walk straight for a week.
Oh, ouch. Yep. Yeah. Lindsay, one time we were watching Cobra Kai, and I thought, I can do that. Long, embarrassing story. I hi-yahed the coffee table, and the coffee table won. He married this, and he's welcome for the nonstop unnecessary entertainment.
Tracy texted in, I busted my lip open trying to get the covers out from underneath myself. Hand slipped, punched myself in the face. And then Heather...
All right, so 3 years ago, me and my family and friends were in Florida, and we were sitting about knee-deep, but we were sitting down so in the ocean, so I was about maybe to my chest in water. We were sitting there for about 30 minutes, and I stood up, and my knee popped. I start screaming, and everybody thinks I'm getting ate by a shark because I'm screaming hysterically.
Oh, no, no, no.
So people are running out of the water. No one knows what's really going on. Long story short, I had to be carried out of the water to my car, to the emergency room, ended the trip early, had two knee surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
All because you got up out of the ocean?
That's it. All I did was stand up.
Oh, my gosh. Two knee surgeries? Bless your heart.
And you caused a panic at the beach. So, yes. I mean, win-win.
I did.
I mean, knees are overrated anyways, right, Heather?
Uh-huh.
They are. They definitely are.
Thanks, Heather. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need some theme music for another one if you can find me some NSYNC. First, Jessica. The morning before my wedding, I was going to make avocado toast for breakfast.
Okay.
Must have been feeling a bit spicy, because rather than pitting it the normal way with the length of a knife, I decided to do it like an axe murderer with a steak knife. Next thing I knew, I had a hand avocado kebab on a steak knife.
Ow!
Somehow I managed to not cut anything important. My now hubby rinsed it out really well, poured alcohol on it till it stopped bleeding, then super glued it shut.
Yeah, I've done the whole super glue thing before. That works.
Yeah, she said when people told me to go to the ER, I told them I didn't have time for that. It's the morning of her wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Kimberly, I'm going to need the NSYNC for this.
Okay.
When I was in eighth grade, I was sprinting through the house so I could tape NSYNC on the Rosie O'Donnell show. They were promoting No Strings Attached. I stepped on a dog bone, sprained the ever-loving bejesus out of my ankle. From like mid-calf, all over my foot was just swelling and bruising for weeks.
Oh, no.
And when I tell you that, my ankle has never been the same since.
Another musical memory of a stupid injury. Uh-huh. Lindsay said, dancing at age 40 to Get Low. I got low, and my thigh went out so far, I had to push it back in. I had to have an MRI, x-ray, physical therapy, and almost a year later, it's still not 100%. I'm now in the you scared category when I hear this song. Don't do it, Lindsay! It's not worth it! Don't do it, Lindsay! Go to the window, to the wall!
Oh, my God. Oh, she did. She did. She said, I got low.
She said, I got low. And my hips were like, no, you didn't.
Oh, bless her heart. A year later, funny. We're still paying for that.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a great.
Good stories. Good stories. If you've got one you want to share, you can always do it up on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. But this, again, misery loves company here. Love this.